Welcome back to the Mindset Design Podcast. This is a special episode because it starts off with an invitation that I would like to see you in person January 26th to the 28th of 2024. I am hosting an event with my friend and success coach, Marcel Klein. And I want to see you there. So if that's enough to get you to the event, if you're like, yeah, I'm down, it's a 3-day event, you have no idea about the event, just message me on Instagram, the word limitless, and I will get back to you with the sign up link and some details. But today I kind of want to tell you the whole story. If you're more curious about why I'm doing this event and you know what's going to go down and all of that, then listen up. Because that's what I'm going to talk about in this podcast. Now, I sent an email about this. If you're not on my email list, by the way, I'm starting to do these daily emails, and I plan to do daily emails for the next 180 days or so as we enter 2024. I want to really get my writing skills on, and I'm taking you guys outside as I record this. It's a crispy, crispy 24 degrees out, but I wanted to get out in the nature vibes to deliver this podcast to you. And I think the audio is actually a little bit better when I'm outside too. Something about the acoustics of nature. But okay, guys, so this story begins back in 2021 was the first time that I met my friend Marcel. And I was introduced to him by a legend, absolute legend in the personal development space, someone who actually completely changed my life. As I sip my coffee, someone that completely changed my life, Owen Cook. Owen Cook, if just saying his name, if you don't know who he is, and don't even bother, it's kind of a long story, but you can obviously watch his videos and such, but those who know who he is know how big of a deal Owen is. And, how many people's lives he's changed. And I mean, he has given me a lot, through his teachings and such. And he's basically who I learned how to speak charismatically from. Like, I mean, I'm doing this podcast, right? And this is, I would like to think that I'm pretty good at speaking, and I learned a lot from Owen. And the biggest thing that I learned from Owen was how to speak without running out of things to say. You know, I often say it's funny, like when I do podcasts with people, like, you know, people who like really do podcasting full time, and we end the podcast like 90 minutes in, I'm like, yo, I'm just getting warmed up. Like, let's go. I want to do like 4 hours. Like, let's fucking do this. But, you know, not everyone's as intense as me or whatever. But yeah. So guys, in 2021, I had met Owen probably a couple months prior, and he invited me to a birthday party, this guy, Marcel. And Marcel, you know, was described to me as a hypnotist, and I looked at, you know, on his social media, on his YouTube, he said he was the number one success coach in the world. And I was like, well, that's kind of a load of bullshit. Like, what the fuck? I was honestly like, that sounds insane, right? But, you know, I'm also a proponent of, you know, speaking things into existence, and I could tell that he was very convinced that he either was the best in the world or that he was going to be or something along those lines. But I only met him for about 5-10 minutes, thought he was a pretty cool guy. He invited me to, you know, go check out the Porsche that he just got for his dad, and I thought that was cool because I think that like entrepreneurs that do it for their parents are good people. And so I meet Marcel, and I thought he made a lot of bold claims, right? And this is in context too. Like, I'm someone who's a pretty big Tony Robbins fan. Like, Tony Robbins, if you don't know who he is, you need to step out from under the rock you live in, Patrick Starr. But you know, Tony Robbins is probably the most famous ever, currently living, certainly, like self-development coach ever. And you know, I bought a couple Tony Robbins courses. I read Personal Power. I read Unleash the Giant Within. Like, I read all these books in college, and I followed the steps. And I, even earlier this year, I was on like a 90-day Tony Robbins program, early 2023. And you know, I know I it was kind of like a mission of mine to attend Date with Destiny. And Date with Destiny is like the, you know, the premier Tony Robbins event in Florida, where, you know, there's like 5,000 people. It's like $5,000 or $10,000 to attend. It's a, you know, it's a 5-day event. It's really insane. Like 15 hours a day, you're just in there like rewiring your whole mind and shit. And you know, that's who I'm thinking of when I'm thinking like greatest success coach in the world. So, you know, 2021, I meet Marcel, and I'm like, okay, you know, well, I guess we'll see, right? But overall, general, good first impression. And after that meeting, I moved back to Boston, and I didn't see Marcel for about 2 years. I moved back to Boston. I did a ton of traveling in the last, you know, year and a half or so. And yeah, we didn't even really follow each other on Instagram because we had met so briefly. But to be honest, my general first impression of Marcel, if asked, probably would have been something like, you know, yeah, I met him. He's definitely a cool guy. I'm not sure why exactly he says he's the greatest success coach in the world. But, you know, I believe in speaking things to existence, as I just said. And I'm sure that, you know, I'm sure he's a good dude. And I'm sure he's genuine. Like, I feel that, right? Now, fast forward to May 2023. And I was living in Malibu, California, building my businesses, Tribe Accelerator and Maxi. And I got an idea. My program, Tribe Accelerator, cost $2,500 to join. And I had 500 members, but some of my elite members were business owners of billion-dollar companies earning millions of dollars per year, and they were always messaging me for extra input on their brand. And I recently started to notice that the extra time that I was putting into them was costing me time that I could have been putting into getting more clients. And so I thought, what if I could create an offer specifically for business owners like Alex Hormozi or Sam Ovens, like some kind of grand slam offer, right, as Alex Hormozi calls it, like a $50,000 offer. What if I could, in which I could work closely, design the founder's brand image, help them hire, you know, a team to make it a reality, or even do work in person too. Like I was thinking, and actually yesterday I went to an art show at the Museum of Fine Arts Boston where they were showing John Singer Sargent paintings, who, if you don't know who he was like a famous portrait painter in the late 1800s. And like very wealthy people would commission him to paint portraits. And I was thinking to myself, like, you know, that's kind of what I do. Like what I've done. I just hadn't really been paid for it. Like I had been indirectly, like, you know, Iman, when he asked me to fly out to London and make a video with him and do a podcast, that was, you know, I was paid through, of course, you know, audience sharing. Like I probably made, just through Iman's audience alone, probably made an additional $300,000-$400,000 in revenue, at least with the short time that I was around him. And you know, I'm thinking, like, you know, entrepreneurs could pay me like a lot of money, 50, 100, even. I mean, now I'm even thinking I should charge way more because the shit is like really valuable what I deliver to people, especially, you know, when I'm making the actual content with my own hands. It's like a Da Vinci. Like, I don't mean to compare myself to Da Vinci right now, but I am really that good at it. And I've been doing it for so long. And anyway, I'm just thinking to myself, like, I have to charge, you know, if I am going to do something like this, I have to charge a minimum of $50,000. But I had a problem, right? Because I didn't really believe in myself. I didn't really think that I would be able to charge someone that much money. I didn't think someone would pay for it. And I had never sold anything more than like $7,000 in my life. And I also had a second problem. And the second problem is that my girlfriend, Chloe, had a fear of fruit. I will say that again. My girlfriend, Chloe, had a fear of fruit. Fruit, yes. And this is a real thing. It's called fructophobia, which is a psychological disorder characterized by the irrational fear and aversion to fruits. And it's a fear. It's a phobia. It's not a fear. It's a phobia. And the difference between a fear and a phobia is fear has a reason behind it. Like, you know, you had someone break into your house when you were a kid, and now you're afraid of people breaking into your house. A phobia is literally a fear for no reason. And so, you know, a phobia can manifest itself in various forms. This is like an internet definition. Like a general dislike of all fruits, to more specific fears such as concern that fruit may have gone bad or may cause illness. And individuals with fructophobia may experience a range of symptoms, including anxiety, panic attacks, sweating, palpitations, chest pains, tremors, and in severe cases, even fainting. So yeah, there's no real particular reason that my girlfriend Chloe is afraid of fruit. She just is. And this had actually become a pretty frustrating phobia to deal with. And for example, you know, we'd go to the farmer's market in Malibu to pick up some baked goods and farmer's fresh blueberries. And when we'd get home from the farmer's market to unpack the groceries, Chloe, like, wouldn't help. And she wouldn't even be able to be near the grocery bag. And we'd have to, like, I'd literally have to hide the blueberries in the furthest corner of the fridge, which just became very frustrating. Like, you know, excuse me. So one late night we're at Stagecoach Music Festival, and Chloe's friend Adriana and I were discussing Chloe's fear of apples, and her friend Adriana suggested that Chloe get hypnotized, and that's when I remembered. I was like, Marcel the hypnotist, maybe Marcel can help. And you know, especially if Marcel says he's the greatest fucking hypnotist in the world, surely he could hypnotize Chloe to not be so afraid of fruit. So, you know, since I'd last heard of Marcel, I had continued to hear some crazy things about him. Like, apparently he had hypnotized Jake Paul before the Nate Robinson fight. He had hypnotized some Kardashian-type people and NBA players. I'd heard things through the grapevine. And so I texted Marcel, and I got his number through Owen, and I asked if he'd be down to meet up and collab on the YouTube video where we eliminate Chloe's fruit phobia. And Marcel agreed. And a week later, we showed up to Marcel's house. And to be clear, going into this meeting, I was literally like, I went in with the intention of I'm just going to film, you know, Marcel getting rid of Chloe's phobia. Like, I wasn't planning to be hypnotized myself. But as soon as we walked in the door, Marcel straight up asked me, and he was like, what do you want to work on? Like, what limiting beliefs do you want to overcome? And I was like, you know what, I might as well. Like, if Chloe's doing it, I might as well do it. And so I thought for a moment, and I remembered a couple months back I had had this $50,000 offer idea, but I wasn't confident enough to sell it. Like, I had limiting beliefs around the offer. And I told him, and he said, yeah, that's no problem. You know, we can fix that right now. And in fact, you should be charging way more for one-on-one. I charge $1 million for my one-on-one, and it's only a call a month for 12 months. And he said that, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, you charge $1 million for one call a month? I was like, this is fucking insane. So I'm bewildered, right? And I sit down on the couch with my girlfriend, Chloe, who's afraid of fruit. And we're sitting there, and we get hypnotized. And so here is what it's like being hypnotized. Now, some context. I was obviously skeptical, as I think most people would be. And I had always only thought of hypnotists as those like after prom gimmick type people where they make you do funny shit on stage. And, you know, I never considered it as a way to like truly alter your subconscious mind. But when I sat down to get hypnotized by Marcel, I was very open-minded. And during the hypnosis, Marcel almost immediately put me into this rapid eye movement brain state. And I don't even know like what this brain state is called, but I remember being fully conscious. And by the way, this is all documented on YouTube. If you look up Arlen Moore hypnosis or Arlen Moore getting hypnotized, it's there. I was fully conscious and aware, and like I felt in control. But my eyes were like my eyes were closed, but they were going like 600 miles per hour back and forth as if I was in some like lucid dream state. And it took Marcel like, I would say like 5 minutes to get me here. And I was able to vividly see the most confident and successful version of myself in my imagination. Like, my whole visual cortex just became a lot more vivid than normal. And I was able to clearly see this version of myself that was extremely confident. Like, you know, I could charge $1 million if I wanted to. Like, it was the fucking most powerful Arlen that you could, you know, think. Like, fucking bigger, stronger, like, you know, just perfect in every way. And it was fast. Like, the whole meditation or hypnosis, it was only 15 minutes. But again, I immediately felt a difference. And I left knowing in my gut and in my heart and in my mind that I was worth well over $50,000 to the right client. And a couple days after the hypnosis, guess what? I closed my first $50,000 deal. And within 2 months, an additional 5 clients, so $250,000 in additional revenue, directly because of this session, right? Like, some people still barely believe it's possible to close someone for 50K, let alone $1 million. Like, Jay Alvarez hit me up. He DM'd me. If you're on my email list, you saw the screenshot. But he DM'd me and he was like, do people actually pay you $50,000? And I'm like, yeah, like, they do. They're like, and they should, right? Like, I know that I'm worth that. It's through my fucking bones I know that I'm worth that. And as for Chloe, and you see it in the video, she can now touch a banana and she can be near fruit. And I honestly don't know which is more impressive. So that was like my first experience getting hypnotized. And it was pretty fucking crazy. And from that moment on, Marcel and I became really good friends. And we went back and forth on helping each other as friends do. And I would consult Marcel on his brand strategy. And he'd fuel me up with confidence in my business and challenge me to think better and bigger. And I went to his birthday party where I met some of his day one homies from like high school and even before. And what was really cool is they all spoke really highly of him. And like, I think that's really cool when you have a very successful entrepreneur making millions of dollars who's like still is homies and like puts his like day one friends on. Like, I think that's a really good sign of just good character. I've always subscribed to like make new friends and keep the old. And you know, I also met his mom and dad who were like, you're just so proud of him. And like, it was like good company, you know? And I then saw some more videos. Like, I saw the video of Marcel with Jake Paul. And then, you know, around that time, Marcel also hypnotized David Dobrik and Madison Beer and Lamar Odom. And like, who was it? Caitlyn Jenner. He hypnotized Caitlyn Jenner. And then, it was November, Marcel invited me to his $15,000 event called Mental Millionaire. And here's where it gets like actually crazy. So Mental Millionaire is Marcel's highly exclusive 20-person event where he performs an extremely deep hypnosis across 2 days to help radically shift people's states of consciousness and programs a new personality into the control center of their subconscious mind. And this is not the event that I'm inviting you to in January. This is a different one. This is like his very, very exclusive one. It's $15,000. It's, you know, it's only limited to 20 people. And I invited my friend Yassine, who runs a company called Get Parker, and they are valued at several hundred million dollars. And they'll make over $20 million this year alone. And I also invited Jack Bratzett, my videographer for the last 3 years, who at the time was trying to become an Afro House DJ. And after the event, all three of us were like completely mindfucked. Like, I don't want to give too many details about the event, but I'll just say that like it was 2 days. It involved three things. So one of the days we weren't allowed to eat and we weren't allowed to talk. And there were obviously some other things that happened. And then the second day involved basically like asphyxiation. And I can't even describe what that was like, but it was fucking nuts. And literally like the day the event ended, it was the same night of F1. And we were in LA and F1 was in Vegas. And Yassine and Jack and I booked flights to Vegas. Like, we left the hotel of the event because it was at this hotel in LA. And we got in an Uber, went to LAX, and went to Vegas and booked the penthouse suite at the Trump Tower, like massive villa or massive, you know, penthouse suite. And while at F1, Yassine ran into these two business owners that would go on to add $1 million in annual revenue to his business. And then by chance, I met some of the greatest app designers in the world who used to work for Yassine, and they also designed Venmo and PayPal, and we're now in discussions about designing Maxi. And then, this is within 24 hours, Jack gets booked at one of the top nightclubs in New York City, and is literally now become a full-time DJ. And like these clips are all on Jack's Instagram, and you know, keep in mind, Jack's only been DJing for like under a year. And now he's like, he gets booked, and the set was fucking awesome. It was around my birthday. Another guy from the event who is in construction closed a deal for $1 million within a day after the event. And this is just, I mean, it's just crazy, right? And Marcel's $1 million offer, this was yesterday, like the day before I'm recording this. Marcel posts on a story, he closed another guy for $1 million and shows a literal 13 Bitcoin transaction. So $600,000 is like the down payment. And I'm just like, this is fucking nuts. So, you know, and he posted the screenshot. And so that brings me to January. So in January, January 26th to the 28th, I had the idea, Marcel, let's collab on your next like seminar event. And I want to have all of, like, as many of my followers come as possible and just hypnotize fucking everybody. And so I'm going to be there. It's January 26th to the 28th. It's going to be a three-day event where what we do is Marcel essentially eliminates all of your limiting beliefs. So basically what happens is you literally, it's called Limitless. You leave the event feeling truly limitless. Like no limiting beliefs whatsoever. And you have this insane amount of knowledge and practical skills of how to influence other people and control your minds. And it's very exciting. And yeah, I've seen some of the clips. Like it's just a lot of fucking fun. It's like 12 hours a day, three days in a row. And yeah, it's just madness. And so if you want to come, direct message me on Instagram, the word limitless, and I'll get you all the details and we can get you locked in. What I'm doing is everyone who joins from my community, I have some special stuff lined up. But the first thing is I'm going to create a group chat with everybody who signs up. And yeah, it'll be a group chat, and we'll use the group chat to like organize, you know, you guys can get Airbnbs together, or maybe you all want to stay in the hotel, you know, whatever. I'd probably recommend staying in the hotel, to be honest, but just creating a little community going into 2024. It'll be really, really exciting. So I want to see you there. If you have a friend that wants to come, you know, or a group of friends, you guys should all lock in a spot. I know a couple people have already done that. And yeah, I think it'll just be a shit ton of fun. I want to see you all there. It's going to be like basically it's going to be like Date with Destiny, but it's going to be limitless, and I'm going to put my touch on it as well. And so I'm excited. So I'll see you guys in the DMs. If you enjoyed this, I hope you did. And I hope to see you in end of January. All right. See you in the next one.